I have the ability to handle crisis, which I've done during the past 12 years, from the 100-year ice storm to Hurricane Katrina and taking in evacuees from New Orleans. And I also have a long-term vision for the city and how we're preparing our transportation and land use and environment for the future. And I want to follow through with some of those issues that we've started and make sure they're completed.
Well, that brings up, you've already won a record 6 terms in office here in Charlotte, but what more do you feel that you can accomplish in the position?
Well, it's not a matter of just me accomplishing these things, but almost everything that was putting together teams to accomplish things. You know, when we started the 25-year transportation plan 10 years ago, which is with regard to mass transit and good zoning and land use and tree ordinances, I put together a team to help implement that. When we put together the NASCAR Hall of Fame last year, it was a team that I helped put together and help lead to get the NASCAR Hall of Fame to Charlotte. When we recruited Johnson and Wales several years ago to come to Charlotte and have a great culinary school, it was a team effort. And I think I'm good at helping lead teams, put together teams, and recognize it's both the public and private sector working together.
You haven't ruled out seeking another office, perhaps even as early as 2008. What message does it send to the electorate about your commitment to this job?
Well, I don't think anyone's been more committed to this job during the past 12 years than me. And I'm totally focused on this job, but it'd be foolish of me to close the door to any future opportunities, especially as long as this job is supposedly classified as part-time with part-time pay. But, you know, one reason I keep the door open is so I can continue to have influence politically in areas like Raleigh. And as long as I leave it out there that the possibility that I could run for other offices, I think the more they're going to listen to us and respond to us in Charlotte as opposed to ignore us in Charlotte.
Well, give me a sense of what kind of interest there's been from people out there for you to perhaps seek another office.
I have a lot of colleagues and friends and supporters who have encouraged me to run for other elective offices. But if you want to accomplish things and if you want to be a part of team efforts and see the results, you know, the mayor is a wonderful public service opportunity, but the downside is there is no place to hide, and it's very, very difficult on the family and finances. But it's an opportunity that I'm privileged to have, and I hope I continue to get that. But, you know, I have people who go, you know, run for Congress, run for Senate, run for governor, and, you know, I'm not going to close the door to those opportunities. As, you know, anyone in any business should never close the door to potential future opportunities.
You alluded to some of the things that you are proud of, but what are you most proud of that you've accomplished since you've been here?
Well, one thing that has nothing related to an issue, I'm very proud, especially during these times of government, of having very ethical and professional government, never getting down in the gutter. And that is something we should not take it for granted in leadership. You know, it's happened at the state level. It's happened at the national level. And one of my greatest goals and accomplishments has been to make sure government is clean here in Charlotte. And I want to continue that pattern because there are temptations out there in government at this point in time because a lot of people are making money.
Well, let's talk a little bit about what hasn't happened. You've been in office for 12 years now. What has not happened yet in your time that you would really like to see before you leave office?
I think my biggest disappointment has been the way we've been rather passive with working with the state legislature and the governor's office. It's a very much of an inside game, and we've tried to play that inside game and being quiet about some of the inequities that Charlotte is receiving regarding funding and policy needs, especially with regards to transportation and criminal justice system. And I think during the last year or two, I've come to realize that we have to make sure that some of these inequities see the light of day and that we don't play the inside game and we put public pressure on them like I'm doing right now with the criminal justice system and with gang legislation. Now, they don't like it, but I found out we didn't accomplish anything much playing the inside game, so I think we need to start playing a different game and bring the ethical standards up there in Raleigh also.
Well, Mayor Pat McCrory, thanks so much for joining us on WFAE.
Thank you very much.